Random House Audio presents The Children's Book by A.S. Byatt, read for you by Rosalind Landor. Part 1. Beginnings. Chapter 1. Two boys stood in the Prince Consort Gallery and looked down on a third. It was June the 19th, 1895. The Prince had died in 1861, and had seen only the beginnings of his ambitious project for a gathering of museums in which the British craftsman could study the best examples of design. His portrait, modest and medalled, was done in mosaic in the tympanum of a decorative arch at one end of the narrow gallery which ran above the space of the South Court. The South Court was decorated with further mosaics, portraits of painters, sculptors, potters, the Kensington Valhalla. The third boy was squatting beside one of a series of imposing glass cases displaying gold and silver treasures. Tom, the younger of the two, looking down, thought of Snow White in her glass coffin. He thought also, looking up at Albert, that the vessels and spoons and caskets, gleaming in the liquid light under the glass, were like a resurrected kingly burial hoard, which, indeed, some of them were. They could not see the other boy clearly, because he was on the far side of a case. He appeared to be sketching its contents. Julian Kane was at home in the South Kensington Museum. His father, Major Prosper Kane, was special keeper of precious metals. Julian was just 15 and a boarder at Marlow School, but was home recovering from a nasty bout of jaundice. He was neither tall nor short, slightly built, with a sharp face and a sallow complexion, even without the jaundice. He wore his...